All right, very good. Thank you, sir. I know you're up next, so if you want to just dive right into number 26.
Yeah, let's move into item 26. If you turn in your book, you see the February camping numbers. I'm going to kind of pass over that report, and if we could go to the next one, the year-to-date. Why am I doing that? January and February are not prime camping months. So we're talking about pretty small numbers here. So let's just look at the year-to-date report. I'll make a few comments there, but where you see a lot of the increases, I would tell you that's generally as a result of two things. One is parks where we have lodging, like Roy Lake State Park, Palisades, Newton Hills, Shade Hill. That's the numbers are up there generally because of their lodging units. They're modern lodging units. They got bathrooms and kitchens in them. We're going to talk about lodging a little bit more here later on, but we're still seeing really good use with our lodging. We think our modern lodging facilities will continue to be very popular with the younger generations that come up. They like the conveniences. They like that we've got indoor bathroom facilities. And yeah, so we'll probably be expanding some of those too as time goes on. And then the other thing, kind of a unique thing that happens from time to time, if you look at Richmond Lake Recreation Area and District 2 there, and Lake Herman and District 4 and Walker's Point, those are the products of long-term stays. We have somebody staying on a campsite for the whole month. So it kind of really swings our numbers both ways. In the case of Richmond and Lake Herman, to the positive. In the case of Walker's Point, last year we had somebody that stayed there for the month that didn't stay there this year. So, those are some of those weird swings you see in the numbers. One other thing, Director Kirschman mentioned this, we did not have a very good ice fishing season this year, very, very short. Popular ice fishing places like Lake Thompson Recreation Area, down a little bit, expected that. And then the other one that was down was our Custer State Park with all the storm damage. I'm actually pleased to see we had 83 camping units there. Staff tells me, though, there's a lot of excitement. They've already had a lot of, with the nicer weather, they've already had campers out in the month of March here. Overall, great sign. We're up 34% here today. Granted, the numbers aren't real big, but that's a positive sign. Last year, we took off pretty good, too, at the beginning of the year. We didn't necessarily close out the year real good, but so this is building off of some higher numbers from last year, so we're excited about that. So let's turn to revenue, we want to talk about our year to date revenue report. Karina's brought it up there. So this is the first year now we're kind of comparing 25 to 26 apples to apples in terms of our fees. That all went into effect in January of 25. So it's kind of nice to be able to look at something that's a little more comparable. So you can see our entrance license sales were up 10% for the year to date. Very, very happy with that given the weather we've had. One of the reasons for that is this, believe it or not, is this little sticker. That's been one of our promotional items. People like these stickers. People like these kinds of things. It's not necessarily me, but this has been something that's the folk out there have really enjoyed getting. And we try to have a sticker every year. And I think we will be providing you with one. Al's going to give you all one too. So if you're a sticker person, you'll have a sticker. So we're happy about that. You can see with both the resident and the non-resident, the double license sales, that's where somebody buys two park stickers, both them are up. That's a nice trend. We want that to continue. That's where, for some of you that are new, if you buy one park sticker, you can get the second one at half price. That's a good marketing promotion thing for us, and that has worked out well for us. So, moving down in the daily license sales, You know, if you just look at the top half of that ledger, really excited that even with the weather that, we've had an increase in our daily license sales. Then you look down at the Custer State Park daily 7-day pass, and you do see the decrease. And I would say that that's due to the storm damage and just the lack of ability to move around in the park. And but the open weather, open winter has created some great park use. So again, we're about on pace with last year. Overall, our license sales are up 9%. So very, very happy with that takeoff for the year. Camping services, again, we're comparing apples to apples. We're up 1% over last year, so we're excited about that. Most of that money is advanced reservations coming in. And then some of our miscellaneous fees, no real comments there. We're up a little bit. The one fee, call center fee, where we're down 13%, we're excited about that. Why are you excited about being down? We want to drive people to online reservations. We do that strategically. Our fees are higher if you want to use a call center. So we continue to see movement in that direction, and that's a good thing. It's cheaper for them. It's cheaper for us. So overall, for the month or for year to date, excuse me, we're up 4%. We're very pleased with that. So I'm going to have Al hand out something new. You know, the last couple years or last year, we looked at kind of our non-resident and resident license sales, and just wanted to kind of get a baseline understanding of how our licenses come in. And this is kind of the first year we've been able to look at a three-year summary, much like the Wildlife Division does, just with our reservation system and the information we could get. This is kind of the first year we've been able to do that. So that's what's in front of you. And then on the bottom of this sheet, we also break down our lodging a little bit. And I want to talk a little bit about that. But if you look at the far right-hand side, the percentage increase, that is based on the revenue, not the permit sale. So let's just quickly go through this. If you look at 2026, we've sold $387,700 worth of license sales. That represents over 7,184 permits, so annual licenses year to date. Daily licenses right underneath there, $46,000, almost $47,000 in revenue, 2,800 permits. So you can look at how we're doing compared to the three-year average there. We're up in both of those categories. I would say we're very close to the 2024 season. That was a record season for us. So very pleased to see that. Next month, we'll break down the actual permit, number of permit sales increases. But for this report, that would have been 6.6% for our annual licenses. We're up over the three-year average and 7.8%. for the daily licenses. So again, great signs. We're happy about that. You know, last year, you recall, we had a really good entrance license sales. So to be up that much more over last year is a great sign. So, yeah. So then down below, we tried to do the same thing with our camping units. You know, again, small numbers. We're up 45, almost 46% over our three-year average. We're at 1,040 units when you combine January and February together. You know, these numbers are pretty small. We can do that many nights in a park on a weekend in the summer, so we don't bank anything on this. But let's look down at the lodging. This is something, as you know, we have been tracking for the last several years. We see a lot of capacity to rent out our lodges more. We want to continue marketing that, promoting that. I think our biggest challenge is getting the word out that we have these facilities. So we're going to continue to do that. You know, overall, these numbers on here too, I want to make sure you understand, these represent advanced reservations. And we only really started tracking that in 24 and 25. This is a live system. So these aren't lodging units that we have on the books. In other words, people stayed in the months of January and February. These are advanced reservations that we've taken in as of the end of February. So again, we're up almost 23%. That's a great sign. We've put a lot of effort into that. There's a story behind each one of them. You know, maybe the one I would point out where we see a really large increase is our Spring Creek. We have our concessionaire up there that's running the restaurant that's using a couple of those facilities. So that's part of that increase. Al and I yesterday morning, before we met with some of the new commissioners, we're meeting with Hillary Morey, our outdoor recreation engagement specialist, super talented gal. Just fun to talk to her. She's compiling data on our lodging units and our midweek campers for us. We want to really tear into understanding our lodge user patterns. You know, how many times do they use these lodges? Is it a one and done thing? Do they repeat? Do they go from one lodge to the other lodge? We can find that information out. You know, how many lapsed lodge users do we have out there? You know, we want to get some survey data. Are we offering them in our lodges what they want? You know, so we're going to be exploring that. Again, we feel we have a lot of capacity here. We want to get the best return on our investment on these facilities. These aren't cheap to put up, but I think they offer a great facility for families, especially groups, to come together and really use our parks as a base. So I guess with that, I would open it up to questions.
Questions for Jeff.
Thank you, Chair.
Yes, Commissioner Member.
Director, I was planning on buying one of these. You didn't need to do this, but I appreciate it. But I do want to say, and I will buy one. But
thank you.
I think we have until March 15th to buy one. So go online and buy one. They're cool. And I like stickers.
Awesome.
Second question. With the 250th anniversary of our nation, are you anticipating big numbers out in the Black Hills this summer?
To the chair, Commissioner Nyberg. I think so. You know, why not? I think the Mount Rushmore attraction out there, I got to believe there will be a lot of people traveling this year. I can't say I've seen any advanced numbers from the tourism department on travel expectations. But I got to believe that there will be a nationwide and a state emphasis to really get out and enjoy your outdoors, enjoy those natural resources. So, yes, we're hoping to capitalize on that. And like Rachel mentioned earlier, next month we plan to bring and showcase kind of some of the marketing that we're going to be doing in that campaign. We reviewed that just this week at our operations meeting and getting really close to having that put together.
Thank you.
Jeff, in terms of your marketing, I have seen a lot of the modern cabins on social. I've seen some commercials. I tried to look a little bit of the analytics in terms of, are they liking it? Are they sharing it? By the way, commissioners like, comment, and share whenever we see them. But my question is, where are we targeting those social media ads? Are they statewide? Are they regional?
I am going to phone the friends here.
Gotcha. Fresh out of the dentist chair and back here, Nick Harrington, Game Fish and Communications Manager with Game Fish and Parks. Very good question. So where we are doing these advertisements is we're focusing on within driving distance of South Dakota. So we're taking essentially the entire state, so in-state, but then also out of the state, we take that border, and then we add about 150 miles. That's what we're looking at doing. It does a good job getting those folks that can kind of come here on a whim and come for a weekend, come for a handful of days. Hits just right along some of those major markets like Minneapolis, Omaha, those folks that we do know come here. And also, we have gotten pretty specific with how we do these advertisements as well. So we are looking at folks that have been on our website, have been interacting with us. Some of these would be retargeting. So if you go on our Game Fish and Parks webpage, say you look at what Jeff might have for availability, say we look at a couple of these facilities and then don't make a reservation, that's when you start being triggered to display these advertisements. Another component that we do is lookalike audiences. So what we do is we take that data and I say we're looking for the Mick Harringtons, right? So we know Nick Harrington is a user. He's staying at Oahe Downstream Recreation Area. He's fishing. What does he do on the internet? What does he do for activities? How do we find someone that looks like that as well? So we have gotten pretty effective at this. So long answer to a short question, but looking within that drive distance of South Dakota, folks that we know are engaging with Game Fish and Parks brand, but folks that we know could be engaging with Game Fish and Parks brand as well.
Excellent. Very good.
Good.
All right. Any other questions and or comments? Seeing none, we appreciate the update.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And with that, it does take us to the end of our agenda for the March 2026 Deer Compete Commission meeting. We do at the end of every meeting, we have a solicitation. If any members of the commission would like to submit an agenda item for a future meeting, now's the opportunity if you would like to verbally share that. Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Bartling. I just wonder if it would be possible to get an update on the efforts out at Custer State Park for cleanup and how things are going there, especially since the season's coming, you know, when tourists will be coming, camping, things like that. Can you get an update on that?
There's a, thank you, ma'am. Yeah.
Madam Chair, by me, we will do that for sure. The timing of that would be good. One of the big triggers, Commissioner Bartling, we were able to bring in is we've got two salvage log contractors working in the park now. We put out a request for proposal. Not that the park generates a lot of revenue from that, but it certainly helps with getting that timber out of there. They remove hundreds of tons of debris from the park, and then they use that for chipboard, pellets, that kind of stuff. But we will definitely do that.
Very good. Commissioner Spring.
Do you have any idea what your expenses were to clean up in the park? I know there's a tremendous amount of trees down, a lot of you know, house damage, all that up there. I'm just wondering how it come out.
Through the chair, Commissioner Springs. If I was to guess, we're probably looking at $500,000. Would not surprise me if it was that much. We were very fortunate that the Department of Transportation offered their services for a week plus with all their trucks and the equipment. We've had staff from both the Parks Division, the Wildlife Division, Wildland Fires. I'm forgetting who else. Just a number of state resources that have come out there and worked as well. But we'll try to make that part of the presentation when we give that next month. So.
Very good. Any other submissions? If not, you certainly know how to reach out to the department if something should come up. And with that, next month, we'll be back here in Pierre at the Matthews Training Center, April 9th and 10th is our meeting. Again, welcome to our newer commissioners. It's great to have you on board, and we all look forward to working with you. Welcome back, Commissioner Spring. And before we adjourn, Secretary Robley, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I just wanted to obviously thank staff for all the good work, all the presentations. There's so much work that goes into these meetings. As you can see, these things aren't done overnight, and there has been a lot of information shared here at this meeting in particular. So great work, staff. Just also want to thank the commission. It's nice to have a full commission. It's nice to have 8 members here. Obviously, that we haven't had that in a while, so it's just a good thing to see. It's going to be a busy month. It's always a busy month. But in particular, we have an RFP going out March 10th, the Custer State Park concessionaire lease opportunity. Thank you for the great conversation on the Nest Predator Bounty Program, which is now the youth trapping recruitment program and the coyote bounty program. We'll be making those changes in the next couple of weeks to implement that on April 1. We also obviously have a lot of conversation occurring on elk and elk objectives and elk populations. So we'll be continuing those stakeholder groups between now and the April commission meeting. So we have a lot of work to do between now and the April commission meeting, but good work to be done. So Just wanted to encourage folks to get outdoors. The turkey draws are over. The first draw was a couple weeks ago. The second draw is occurring just a couple days ago. So hopefully folks have their turkey tags in their pocket that they're hoping to get. We're nearing spring, and it's incredible. The snow geese are already migrating, and it's early, but there has been some good reports of snow geese, even as far north as Clark, South Dakota. So, yeah, we are seeing the migration in a quick hurry, moving northward. Just encouraging folks to get out and enjoy the great outdoors. Make your camping reservations now. Now is the best time to make camping reservations because, you know, your favorite spot might be filled up here in a couple of weeks. But just again, thank you to staff. Thank you, Commission. And we will see you all April 9th and 10th. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. And with that, we do need a motion and a second to adjourn. Moved by Commissioner Bartling.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Whitmire. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, we are adjourned.